Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to the program. It is Sunday, Easter Sunday, and if you celebrate Easter, happy Easter to you. If not, may your day be filled with joy and light and candy and all the people that bring you joy. Okay, let's talk an easy way to manifest more success in your life. When we're going for a big goal, sometimes it can be difficult to believe that it's going to happen for us because it feels so big. And as I've said to you in previous podcasts, it's just energy. It's our mind's willingness to allow that level of success in our life that determines how successful we will be and how long it takes to reach that success. So, in law of attraction, we need to be a vibrational match to whatever energy we look to manifest in our life. So if you want to feel more successful, no matter what the goal is, it is imperative that you start to vibrate in the energy of success. So how do you do that? Particularly when it's a big goal and your mind's just not there yet. I got an easy step for you. Hang on. I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I thought I should introduce myself. I am a performance coach and an intuitive, and I'm here to help you accomplish your dreams. If you are seeking a coach, consider my offerings. Again, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Okay, so here's this easy step to start feeling more successful. Now, before I share it with you, you got to do it. That's first and foremost, that's the key to being a successful person. If you're modeling successful people, often they do things when they don't necessarily feel like it. It's very much in alignment with what Stephen Pressfield says in The War of Art. I could be wrong on that title. But he talks a lot about resistance and the difference between being an amateur, no matter what you're up to, and being a pro, turning pro, is you commit to doing what you say you're going to do. So that's the first step, is that even if you don't feel like it, you still take the action required for you. So how does this connect to manifesting more success? What you'll do, if you want to feel more successful and enter into the vibration of success, you give yourself a small task to do every day, and you must complete that task. And in doing so, you ignite the feeling of being successful. What happens is most people put a lot of shit on their to-do list, so that's one of the steps in all of this, is that you got to reduce down what's on your to-do list and give yourself really small things to do throughout the day. And in doing them, you will start to feel successful. And once you enter into that vibration of success, the bigger success can come to you. It's all success, right? It's all a vibration. So no matter whether it's $1 million that means success for you, or it's keeping your commitment to go to the gym, it's still success. So make your list, your to-do list for the day, and then reduce it by 75%, because most people, again, put way too much on their to-do list. Oh my God, like I will have a conversation with someone I'm coaching and they're telling me, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. And I'm like, that's wonderful. Now let's cut that in half, or let's cut that down to a fourth, because I know how the mind works. And if we go through a period of time where we have a bunch of things on our to-do list, then we're, you know, maybe working our job, we've got our friends, we've got our self-care, and then we look at this to-do list and we're like, oh shit, I haven't done anything, it's going to make us feel worse. And so the goal is to enter the feeling space, the vibrational space of being successful. So put three little tasks you know for sure you will do that will move you in the direction of feeling like a success. And only you will know what that is. For some people, it might be getting up and going to the gym is like a big victory for them. But if you already go to the gym and you know you're going to go, don't put that one on the list. For others, it might be, I'm going to make my bed every day. Okay. If that is something that you feel called to do intuitively and you feel that that's going to put you in the vibration of being the person that you desire to be, then commit to making that bed so you can get that little rush of feeling excited, and then that puts you in the vibration of being successful. I saw this play out when I wrote my first novel. I just finished my fourth. I wrote my first novel, and the only goal I had was every day I had to write 250 words. 250 words, I could write in the back of an Uber. I was going through a divorce at the time, so I would sit, and you know, if I was looking at apartments and I'd be in the back of an Uber in Oakland, I would jot out 250 words in the notes section of my phone, then go home and cut that into my document. Not only did it give me that surge of feeling, wow, I accomplished my goal, then it made me want to write more. So 250 words for a 90,000 document, you're like, Amy, that's a lot. How do you get there? I mean, I did it in record time because I do that 250 words and feel like, yes, I feel that rush of success and excitement and enthusiasm, that euphoria. And then I'm like, oh, let me do 50 more. And let me do 100 more. Let me do another 250. And that continued on and on and on. And then when I moved into writing this next group of books, I did two, I set the goal higher. It was 1,000 words. So then if I did 1,200, I was like, wow, I really rocked it out. That feeling of success is what created success for me. It creates the feeling, and then you can manifest the larger success. So try it today. You know, be kind to yourself in the process, but don't make excuses. If you put it on the list, then do it. And if you know you're not going to do it, take it off the list before the day gets going. You're responsible for yourself. You're responsible for your feeling space. So often I'm coaching a client and they'll come into a session and they're low vibe. And I'm like, hey, we don't get the luxury of being low vibe because we are a law of attraction. I'm not saying don't feel your feeling, by all means, feel every feeling that you have. But it is your responsibility, if you are practicing the law of attraction, to manage your vibration. And so one of the ways to manage your vibration to create the life that you want is to start living like that now. And one of the easiest ways to do that is whatever task you put on your to-do list, be committed to doing it. And once you move past that, you will get more. It's this kind of conversation with you and the universe. The universe is waiting for you to take a step, and then they'll take 10. But they got to know you're all in. And the way you show yourself, the way you show the universe, the way you activate the vibration of being deeply committed to your version of success is to start finding little ways throughout your day that you can feel like a success now. Very easy task, but often overlooked. That's, I put that in the show description. You think, oh, I don't have time today. I'll wait until I have a whole lot more time. No. Why not do a little something today and then do a little more tomorrow when you have more energy? But be committed. Going back to writing novels, that first novel, there was not a day that I skipped doing my 250 words. And that diligence and that commitment is not only sending a message to the universe that, hey, I'm ready to play bigger, but it's also sending the message to your soul. It's saying, I am not just a dreamer. I'm not just a person who talks about the things I want to do. I'm not just a person who makes a vision board and hopes it happens. I'm a person that gets shit done. And I do it in these bite-sized ways that are easy, and commit to that process, and I will see, as a result, you will see clear results of the actions that you take. Little incremental actions are what create a really beautiful manifestation. So don't try to do it all at once. Don't overwhelm yourself. Just do a little bit. And if you feel inspired and you feel energetic to do more, then by all means do more. But commit to whatever that goal is and get it done. And you will activate the feeling of success so that you can manifest larger successes down the line. We don't get everything that we want, right? We get what we are. So if there is something that you want, you have to figure out how to become a vibrational match to that. And in these little exercises that I give you, they do matter. They do change things around. Sometimes I can get a little, even in my journey, and I do this work every single day, I can get a little tiffy, like, I got to do some affirmations today. Yeah, no, who wants to sit and recite affirmations? It's not like super high on the list, but I know in doing so, I transform my mind. And when my mind is on board with what I want, and I'm open and receptive to receiving because I'm not holding a limiting belief that's keeping me from what I want, I can create tremendous results. So let's do this. Little bitty incremental success. Do it, commit to it, and you will see 9 times out of 10 the instant reward of that. So the instant reward, say, let's go back to the example of writing a novel. Okay, 250 words. Oh, I have extra time. I'm feeling inspired. I want to keep going. Now I have 1,000 words there. Instant. Or, I know, to this this week I committed to a little incremental upgrade in my life. And the reason why I hadn't been doing it was because of X, Y, and Z. And I kid you not, the minute that I set out to do that, what I thought was going to be lost showed right back up for me every single time. It is a surrender. We have to let go of our limiting beliefs. We have to let go of the need for perfectionism. I find that people that put a lot of things on their to-do list are battling perfectionism, and they think that they can't accomplish their goal unless they've been perfect. No, that's why you do little bits here and there. You learn the lessons you need to learn in that process, and you keep going. And the only way really to keep going is to activate the energy of feeling successful. So put micro tasks on your list. Decide you're going to do it. No bullshitting. Get it done. Feel that surge of success. Know you're activating the vibration within you so that you can feel successful. And from that place, you will draw to you your wildest dream, your biggest dream, what you've always wanted. So until next time, I am Amy Yancey of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I work one-on-one with people in packages to help them accomplish their goals, to help them stay committed to whatever tasks they set out to do. It's pretty amazing when we start to work together. I can help you clear out the mindsets that are blocking your progress. You can really set out and go for it. But if you don't have the mindset to support it, you will lose it. Or you won't get there at all. And so working with me really helps you not only stay committed to your goal, but also helps you develop the mindset so that you can exceed your wildest expectations. So if you're ready to take your life to the next level, ready to start a business, ready to manifest love, ready to get in shape, ready to manifest a career change, a big goal, whatever it is, I can help you with it because I'm an intuitive. I can look at the energy surrounding your situation so that you can really experience the results you've always wanted. So until next time, I will see you again. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.